Hey, I'm Nat.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome to the Vibe Hunters podcast. Where today we will be discussing one of my favourite albums, Return to Heaven Denied by Labyrinth. Released it back all the way back in 1998 before I was even born. Alex, what did you think about the album?
I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
That's Ravens.
Yeah, man, it's definitely, like, I was listening to it again, and I love this album as a teenager. I think, you know, growing up as a being a teenager, like, things can just feel very romantic, and this album is very romantic. The lyrics have this sort of emotional appeal in how, like, imaginative they are. And they're a bit cheesy, but it's not cringy, and I feel like they're very genuine. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I generally like the lyrics in pretty much all the songs. We're actually going to be doing this a little differently this time, how we usually do it. I'll get Nats to explain that because, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of doing like a whole massive like track by track review and everything feeling kind of stilted, especially since like, you know, if you're not listening to the album. And, like, doing it track by track might make things a little bit difficult and a little bit more difficult to talk about. Yeah, we've decided to change up things and make it a bit more of a holistic review.
Yeah, kind of like as a whole album as a whole instead of track by track. Which, to be honest, is probably better, works better.
Just in general.
Yeah, we decided to try and change it, switch it up a little bit, and do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, back to the album, as I mentioned before, I generally think it's, like, very romantic. It does have lyrics about romance and escapism and about religion. Personal issues.
I found there was a few bits about the religion in one or two of the songs as well. I could be wrong, but that was my interpretation of a couple of the songs. It was like Father I Sinned. I can't remember what song that was, but there was like a line that says Father I Sinned. They have all this hatred and stuff.
Yeah, I think that was
I remember that one being distinctly when I was listening to the album and reading the lyrics.
Yeah, I think that was I think it was called Thunder.
Was it? I don't know. Just every time I hear that song, I think Thunderstruck. Because yeah, they have a couple of songs on there that kind of have the same track name, similar names to other tracks from famous artists, like Time After Time, which is could also be a Cyndi Lauper song. And I'm not trying to be joking about it. Just when I read the track names, that's what I think. So
yeah. Definitely, this album's like pretty intimate, and I really love the colours of the instruments, like the timbre.
I really like the acoustic, like the bits with the acoustic guitar. They do that really well. And also, like, with the keyboard as well. Like, when they use the keyboard, it really works. And the occasional symphonic stuff that they throw in randomly.
Yeah, I think it's like a synth pad, because they used to use that, in the 90s in those sort of bands, like Nightwish, they used to use it in their earlier albums.
I was trying to think of a couple of Nightwish songs. I'm not as familiar with Nightwish as Natty here.
But, anything from Oceanborn, and it has, the same sort of vibe.
I think I've heard Oceanborn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, definitely, like Alex mentioned, the clean guitar parts, especially in, the beginning on the first track called Moonlight. And it really starts the song very well.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember how that starts. So I've only listened to the album two or three times. So I'm still kind of trying to learn the song, sort of, in a sense. I really liked how in that particular song, the guitars, and I really liked the lyrics in that first song as well. Like, a lot of the songs had really good lyrics, in my opinion.
Yeah, I had to actually look up the lyrics for this album, and I was talking about them just before, and yeah, like, it really, like, is no surprise that I loved this album as a teenager, you know, given what I said.
I think if had I had heard this album when I was, when it came out, because I was actually alive at the time when this album actually came out.
Unlike me.
Unlike some other people in the vicinity. I probably would have liked this album, like, even as a kid. Probably more so if I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mainly because, like, I hadn't really heard that kind of a style of music at the time, so...
Yeah.
Because I was more into punk rock and stuff at that time, so...
Yeah.
Being a little kid that listened to Offspring all the time.
Yeah. When the distorted guitars do come in, though, they're also... I actually like them because they have, like, a sort of, like they're still, like, crunchy and distorted in that, but they don't sound, like, completely, like, overdriven. They don't... every single instrument in this album really blends really nicely, and that's another thing that I liked about it.
Yeah, that I definitely agree on that as well.
Yeah, and the synth player, I think he's really good because, personally, he knew when to play. And some keyboardists don't.
If there's like a kind of like a breakdown or something, he'll throw something in real quick and it just works.
Yeah. And so, what did you think about the vocals?
Guy reminded me of the guy from Dragon Force. And that's just what I was thinking. I actually thought it was the same singer. I admit that I actually looked it up to try to figure out if it was the actual same singer, because I thought it was. But to be honest, I don't know much about Dragon Force in general anyway, but it's just, I heard the guy and it sounded like that dude, so.
Yeah, I think the singer's name is Rob Tyrant or something. He left the band soon after this album.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't actually know, this is like one of those albums that just kind of stands out on its own, and the band after this did have a bit of an identity crisis, but okay. Still, like, there are so many bands that do not release an album this good, you know, in any part of their career.
I think for the time, like, at the time, it would have been a big album.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how when it initially came out, but yeah.
Yeah.
Because, again, I hadn't even heard of this band until Nats brought it up, suggested it.
Yeah, I really thought that, like, this would be a really good thing to look into. Kind of just, like, I wanted to see, like, that would be,
like, what my reaction
would
be. And that's, like, a huge basis of our friendship in general is, like, we both love music, so... Which is very different from, like, our friend group, because we're all kind of computer nerds. Really.
Oh, there's the computer nerds, and then there's the bard, you know, the guy who's just, like, having fun.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
Well, that's not... I thought that was...
What, you think it was me?
No, one of our other friends. Anyway, like, okay. I really also like the mix on this album. It was done, like, so well that they really knew what they were doing, like, kind of making it sound like all the instruments were blending, really giving that sort of... blended, really intimate, kind of, like I said, romantic, and it's very warm.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, like, I only listened to the album a couple of times, so, like, I think I listened to it twice, I think. I should probably not be talking about that, should I? No? Maybe? Should I edit this out when I edit it?
No, man, it should be fine.
I'm trying not to make you laugh. I'm actually being serious now. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really have much to say, really. Like, besides basically what we've all covered. Like, I mean, probably, like, we could talk about, like, highlights, I guess, of what we liked about, like, highlighted songs that we really liked.
One of the highlights for me was at the start of the album, they do that clean guitar thing. They did it in a higher key at the end of the last song, which I really thought completed the album very well.
I didn't pick up on that. honestly. Like, freaking back, yeah, I guess I did, yeah.
Yeah, it really, because I'm actually looking at Alex's notes here, and, like, the first song he mentioned sounds like a big adventure.
It does.
And then, like, the whole album takes you through this adventure, and, you know, this warm, intimate adventure about, you know, romance and personal issues. And by the end of it, that, like, that guitar coming back in the end really feels like your adventure. Yeah, it's like, it's completed somehow.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah. Like, probably, like, the highlight for me was, what was the song? It was one of the last couple songs. It was the really ballady one. It was the ballad one.
Falling Rain.
Yeah, I really like Falling Rain. It's particularly the drumming, in which is kind of a bit of a sore point for me because, like, as much as I like the album, like, I found the drumming to be a little bit repetitive at times. And I felt like that was, like, the only song that really had something that was different, you know, in a sense.
Yeah. Although I think some people might argue that everything blending into a degree was really...
I think everything else made it work, but, like, yeah, because coming from a background of someone who used to play the drums, it's like, I've always liked really technical stuff, and I'm not saying that the guy doesn't do technical, but, like, it felt like he was playing the same drum, like especially with the double kicks. He was playing the double kicks a lot, and I kind of felt like some of the songs probably could have used up a little less double kicks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean that with the utmost respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard enough as a musician as it is, but, yeah. Like, you know, if, you know, you generally, people like stuff, other people don't.
Yeah, I'm picky when it comes to that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to admit it, but yeah, I'm a little picky at times when it comes to music.
Yeah, fair enough. Like, I've become more picky over the years.
Yeah, especially since we started doing this, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, I actually pick up on stuff all that would have... I don't think I would have picked that up had we not done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really kind of... It was something that I noticed really pretty much straight away was the drumming, because that's usually especially when we listen to metal songs, it's the drumming and the guitars I really hyper-focus on, just in general. And that was something I picked up on. Well, like I said, that Falling Rain had really good drumming in it. Like, it was a lot slower than the other songs as well, which I thought was really cool. And the lyrics are pretty good too. Can't really remember if there was a story. I'm sure there's a story for it, but yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, he's, like, in that song, he's, like, struggling to, you know...
Yeah.
You know... be a loving person or find love or put, you know, love, you know, everyone wants love.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's really struggling to, like, love, you know, a person and himself and, you know, like, the chorus is literally just like, I'm staring at the mirror and inside my heart I can't find my inner soul. Yeah. You know, he's, you know, completely lost and, you know...
Yeah, like I said, I thought the lyrics in the sound were very clever. And that's what I like the most about heavy metal music in general, is, like, the... The whole stigma, like, it's all... The people don't really like heavy metal, but, like, if you actually kind of sat down and listened to it, it's really good, especially if you know what they're actually talking about. There's, like, other albums that we should do at some point that have that I can think of.
Yeah, and it also depends on what album you listen to, too.
Yeah. But... they kind of put you in a mindset. Yeah. And, like Matt said, it is kind of romantic, and it is a bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's romantic, and it... Sure, like, a lot of power metal is practically romantic, but...
Yeah.
This album in particular feels like it stands out of the genre. Like, it's something that, an album that stands out on its own, like I mentioned earlier, just because, of how unique, like, it's not, like, it's just well made, yeah. Simply. Anyway, album cover, what did you think of the album cover?
I like it. It's kind of cool. It's kind of, I like the purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how the purple and the desert, and it looks like in the middle of the night with this moon.
Was it a desert?
Yeah.
I didn't think desert when I saw that.
Yeah, it's actually a desert.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a water or something.
Yeah, it looks like water, but when you look at it closer, it's sand.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a desert, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, deserts like always have a sense of isolation, especially at night. And then there's this like maze and this like, you know, lightning strike
that,
comes.
Yeah, that weird circle thing. Yeah. Kind of gave me, like, I don't want to say, like, I don't know. It kind of gave me a. It kind of looked a little bit like a Pokeball, didn't it? A little bit, like an outline of it.
I choose you, Pikachu.
Yeah. but you know what I mean, though? Like, the circle kind of...
I guess?
Yeah, like a little bit. I know, it's weird. I'm weird. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like it represents this person.
Yeah, or... I'm sure there's some hidden meaning that they have for it, like...
Being struck out from heaven, going through interpersonal hell.
Yeah. I that's one thing I do like about metal and rock music. They have really, really good album covers. Just in general.
Yeah.
Even when, that one kind of feels simple, though. Like, it looks simple, but it's effective for what it is.
Yeah, and you generally want to get, like, a good message across. If somebody can, like, pick up the meaning from it.
Yeah.
You know, then it's a good album cover. Or generally good art, I'd say.
Yeah. We should actually do something from that at some point.
Hmm.
Like, just on the album covers. I think I've said that before, actually.
Yeah, you said
not,
that
not
money.
Not on podcast, though. But, like, off... Yeah, I've actually said to, like, mention it to my parents as well.
They're just like, yes, Alex, do it.
Well, yeah, my parents kind of like, oh, yeah, cool, get a job.
So yeah, any last thoughts?
Not really. Cool album. Thumbs up.
What would you rate?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
7?
That's nice.
Yeah. 7.
I mean, I'm gonna be a bit more biased. I'm gonna say 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, if we were talking about Queen, it would be 12 out of 10. But yeah, that yeah.
I think that this is, I guess, the end of the episode, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, this has been the Vibe Hunters podcast with Nat and Alex, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Word. Toodaloo.
Bye.